RadioSaintPete.com.
RadioSaintPete.com is on the go. We are live in St. Pete Beach, Florida on this Saturday afternoon for Taste of the Beaches. This event is put on by the Tampa Bay Beaches Chamber of Commerce. It benefits a great cause that we'll talk about. And as we listen to the opening act this afternoon here at St. Pete Beach, Robin Soley is with us, President and CEO of the Tampa Bay Beaches Chamber. Looks like you're going to have a big event here on this Saturday.
We are. We're expecting several thousand people to come out. We're going to be here all the way until 10 p.m. tonight.
Wow. Well, tell us how this works. Exactly where are we? And what do you have to do to participate?
Well, we are sitting here on St. Pete Beach at 7101 Bogasiega Drive. It's Horan Park. And you pay a $10 entry fee to get in and enjoy the day. And then you can purchase, if you choose, food and drink tickets for $1 a piece and sample taste from about 30 restaurants from all along the Gulf beaches of Pinellas County.
Right, and we have quite a group lined up here sampling their wares, everything. Let's just name them off. Tropicool, Cool Breeze, Mobile Cafe, Shells, the Serrata Beach Resort, and Conference Center, the Salty Rim, and Mad Beach Fish House.
Absolutely. We've even got a great new gourmet manja from Gulfport. We've got the good Lowe's Don Cesar, the new restaurant Castile, and the rum fish at Guy Harvey as well.
Wow. Sloppy Joe's, Square One Burgers is here. Hurricane Seafood, the Don Cesar is here. Jackie's Bistro, all wrapped up. Chick-fil-A is participating. Verducci's Authentic Italian Cuisine, the Island Grill and Raw Bar, Harold Seltzer's Steakhouse, Castile Restaurant, Bayou Catering, Postcard Inn, Chili's, Crab Daddy's, and more. Yeah. And we should point out that it's a sunny and warm day on our beaches, but we're under a tent. It's extremely comfortable.
Yeah, we've got a great breeze here today, and we also are fortunate our sponsor, Anix, has provided misting fans under the tent.
Wow, you can't beat that. And let's meet our event chairman for today, and you are?
Cricket Wagner from the Serrata Beach Resort. This is our sixth year of this event.
Wow. Well, we were just talking about how it couldn't be easier to get in here. I use the valet parking. My car will be available for me when I come out, and it's just extremely comfortable. This is more like a fine charity fundraiser than what I picture to be Taste of the Beach.
Absolutely, and if there's ever a line at a restaurant, you just hop to the next one and then back, so you never have to wait in line either.
That's great. Well, tell us a little bit about the charity that you're supporting with this event today.
Absolutely. Close to Kids is an amazing charity. They actually clothe kids from the socks and shoes all the way to up to their t-shirts for their school days.
Well, we spoke with Close to Kids a few months ago. That interview is available in our RadioSaintPete.com audio archive, and you can get full information about what a great charity this is. So from a practical standpoint, what does it take to put an event like this together this afternoon?
Months and months of work and a very good volunteer team. We have an amazing volunteer pool of people to pull from the Tampa Bay beaches, and they all work hard day and night.
You know, I was thinking, Robin, that we're sitting here in the middle, dead center of the summertime. And interestingly enough, out of the group of 16,200 listeners who have tuned into RadioSaintPete.com, a goodly number of them are from Europe, which is interesting. And I know that the summertime here along the beaches has become more and more important from a European tourism perspective.
Yeah, it is. And we actually created this event as a result of the fact that in the summertime, it's a little bit slower in our area and this destination for these local restaurants. And we appreciate the Europeans that come and favor our particular beaches over others in the area. And we created this event to give them a little push of business, and it's just grown into, you know, from 200-person events 6 years ago to several thousand.
Yeah, yeah. It's really neat. I was sitting through the Tourist Development Council meeting on Wednesday up in Clearwater, and they were presenting the May tourism figures. And it was not only a record tourist season this past spring, but as we headed into the summer, it was blowing all the numbers away.
Absolutely. It's 20% higher than it's been in a year prior. And I think they want to say there's probably 14 or 15 successful months that are ahead over years prior in history of bed tax collections.
Yeah, that's fabulous. Well, we can talk about one vote that will be taken in November while we're at it, and that has to do with Greenlight Pinellas. For those of you in the local area, you're familiar with what we're talking about. Those of you who are not should know that there will be a referendum in November on the ballot here to enable improved mass transit for our area.
Yeah, the Tampa Bay Beaches Chamber, along with the majority of chambers in our destination, are in support of this referendum, especially our European listeners to this station will be very excited to hear about this. The expansion of our public transit system, also a light rail line coming through our county. Those tourists come into our welcome centers, and they want that transportation. They need it, and they expect it, and it's just going to make our destination even more premier than it already is.
Wow, that's terrific. We are at Taste of the Beaches in Aran Park on St. Pete Beach. I have to admit I've lived here for 22 years, and I wasn't absolutely sure where the park was, but it's a great green space right on the water here. It's great. Got a bandstand all set up. Couldn't be better.
Yep, you can pull up by boat, valet your car, or come on your beach cruiser.
You will be here tonight until 10 o'clock this evening. Let's talk about the entertainment, part of what we're listening to live right now.
Yeah, so we have the Hamiltones kicking it off right now in the background, and then around 7 o'clock, we're going to kick it off with our headliner, and those are the Hunks of Funk.
Great. Well, if you're in the area, come on by, Taste of the Beaches. Otherwise, those of you listening thousands of miles away, plan to be with us this summer or during the upcoming tourist season along America's best beaches. You can always go to visit stpeteclearwater.com, tampabaybeacheschamber.com for complete information on what the many great venues, restaurants, and hotels we have here. Thanks to Robin Soley, our president and CEO of the Tampa Bay Beaches Chamber, and
Cricket Wagner.
Thanks, Cricket. Thanks to you both, and I know you'll have a very successful event the rest of the evening. Right up. That's it for our live look-in this afternoon from St. Pete Beach. The Taste of the Beaches 2014, supporting Clothes to Kids. We're under a tent. It's cool. It's comfortable. There's plenty of places to sit down and enjoy more than 30 different restaurants here in the area. Admission is only $10, and then the food and drink tickets are $1 after that. Thanks for tuning in this afternoon. For now, this is Joe Bordeaux speaking to you from Aran Park in St. Pete Beach and the Taste of the Beaches, returning you to our studio.
RadioStPete.com